Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. I am so glad you guys are tuning in, another show with us tonight. And so, as always, I would like to take this time to introduce my co-host. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Everything's lovely. Everything's lovely. I'm excited. This is going to be a great show. We got a real good topic. I think the listeners are going to really enjoy this.
I do. I think this is an interesting topic that we don't always talk about, and so I'm looking forward for the discussion tonight. Hey, Stacey J. Maybe she's having some technical difficulties. Stacey J. All right, well, we'll have to check and see. Maybe she's having some technical difficulties. Along with my usual co-host tonight, we have the pleasure of having some expert guests. They're all licensed clinicians. And so we are looking forward to hearing what their thoughts are about our topic tonight. And so, Steve, would you like to go ahead and introduce our topic?
Yes. The topic is men that you should date before you get married.
Men that you should date before you get married.
Yes, yes, definitely. I think there are some experiences that women need to go through the dating process that these men offer that will help them make the proper selection in a husband. So would you like to start with the list, Dr. Guy?
I am. I'm going to start with the list, but I think we have Stacey J. She's logged in now. Stacey J.?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, everyone.
Okay. We was wondering, because I know you didn't want to miss this show topic tonight. So
I'm well-versed on this one.
Okay. So remember, we do have some guests tonight with us. And so this is going to make our topic even more interesting, because we know that relationships impact not only us on a personal level, but they impact us on multiple aspects of our lives, which sometimes causes us to seek out services like counseling. So with me tonight, I have four licensed clinicians who are all in private practice. They're all doing therapy. They have personal experience in their practice with working with individuals. And so I'm sure that they're going to be able to chime in on our discussion tonight as we talk about these various male types as it relates to dating. So I'm going to give my guests tonight an opportunity to introduce themselves one by one. I'm looking forward to them joining into our show topics. So we have our first therapist joining in.
She is. Thank you all. I'm an LPC, licensed professional counselor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I have a location in Arlington and also a location in downtown Dallas. And I work with kids, adults, couples, families.
Thank you, Ms. Wall.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hamilton. I'm a licensed professional counselor in the Duncanville area in Texas, and I also work with families, children, and adults.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Michelle Guy, and I'm a licensed professional counselor in the Duncanville area, and my specialty is marriages and family.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Aisha Holman. I'm the owner and director of Holman Family Services in Irving, Texas, and we specialize in trauma and family counseling.
All right. So, listeners, we have a great expert panel tonight, and so we're going to go ahead and jump right into the topic. So you guys are probably wanting to know, if you are tuning in, what are the various male types that we're saying women need to date before they get married? Now, you guys might actually have some that you want to add to our list. So these are the ones that, in discussion, talking to people, these are the kind of guys that they've experienced, they've dated. So our list starts off with, there's got to be that one guy who breaks your heart. He's on the list. Then there's the older, distinguished gentleman, and that depends on whatever age you're dating. So at 30, he might be dating the younger 20. At 50, he might be dating the younger 20-year-old. You guys kind of get the concept. Then there's the younger guy. He's just a whole lot of fun. You have the smart guy. the fetish guy, the freaky guy, the taken guy, the status symbol guy, the good guy, and then don't forget Mr. Good Old Good Bar. So those are our top 10 male types that we are saying, well, there's a discussion that we're going to have tonight if we believe that women should possibly have the experience of dating these individuals before they get married. So I'm going to go ahead and chime in with our panel and see what their thoughts are. Stacey J, was that you?
Yes, ma'am, that was me. But you go ahead.
Okay, Ms. Coleman, what do you have?
Well, all the different guys that are listed, I guess the question is, should you date them before you get married? I don't think it's a necessary need that you should date them. It's not a requirement. But a diverse dating history will help you know what you do like, and it will probably help you be able to choose a better husband. And I guess I shouldn't say a better husband, but it will help you know what you like, and it will help you in the direction of what type of husband you should choose.
Okay. Stacey J, you sound like you want to add something.
Well, yes, I do, because in the course of dating, those guys won't just be one guy in particular. They will be, they may be have those aspects of that guy in one guy. So the Mr. Good Bar and the freaky guy could be one guy. One guy could house all of those aspects, and you would experience all of those aspects in one particular guy. I do also agree with Aisha as well, that, you know, you may not need to date all of those guys, but it does help you in your picks and knowing what you like and what you don't like in experiencing those types of guys. But I would also like to add a Mr. Broken Guy and an infatuation. Because we all start with that infatuation at that puppy love stage.
That, you know what, Stacey J, that was a good one. You said the broken guy who we didn't have on the list, and then the guy who you're infatuated with. Is that the other person character type we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
We start off with that infatuation.
Okay. Those are two good ones to add on the list. Steve, what are your thoughts on that topic tonight?
Well, you know, since, you know, I came up with a lot of these people, and I'm probably at some point in my life been all of them, and we did talk about perhaps the church-going guy. You know, I think that each gentleman presents a certain group of challenges, as well as it gives you a certain aspect to grow and learn from that experience. Like, you know, the guy who breaks your heart, you know, you need to go through that heartbreak. So you know what that is. The older guy, somebody who can actually, you know, guide you and give you some life lessons and, you know, get you comfortable acquiescing to some leadership, or, you know, like the smart guy. Now, in terms of, you know, the taken guy, you know, that is not necessarily an ideal situation, but sometimes people fall into that, and you – would be able to learn what it looks like when somebody actually is dealing with somebody on the side. So that's an important lesson. And, you know, the, you know, Mr. Good Bar, the fetish guy, the freaky guy, that gives you some aptitude to learn more about yourself. You know, in 2019, I don't call women hoes anymore. I just say they're sexually liberated. So, you know, that gives you that opportunity to experience some of that sexual liberation that, you know, is part of discovering who you are.
Well, Dr. Guy, you know, it is really funny that Mr. Steve came up with these names, because I find it awfully liberating that we're not talking about the guys, the women that men need to date, or our young boys need, the women that they need to date. Also, because, I mean, the dating pool is not just generated by the women, because we also need to teach our young men and give them the information that they need on the women, the type of women that they need to date when growing up as women. Mm-hmm.
Well, I totally agree with you, Stacey.
Well, primarily since this is a woman-based show, we went with the guys. Not saying that, you know, I have a list, you know, but this isn't necessarily the forum for that because that's more barbershop talk.
I sure would like to know what they talk about in that barbershop. I'm just saying.
Well, Stacey J, I anticipated that this is an hour show. And that we really don't have enough time to cover both types in one show. But I agree with you that we will definitely be talking about what type of woman should a guy date before he decides to marry someone. But within an hour time frame, I think we have so many topics to delve into just with these personality types. And so I think Ms. Guy had a comment.
Yeah, thank you. And going back to you, Steve, I love how you were given the benefits of dating different guys. You know, I've been married 28 years, but prior to that, I changed up my routine. I was single. I mingled. I probably ran into most of these guys, by the way, and it was a learning lesson. It really helped me to kind of identify what was the man that was going to be compatible to me. You know, you hear people saying all day long, oh, I met my soulmate. But sometimes, it's really hard to meet different guys. And having that dating experience is what I call it, can lead to valuable information, as you pointed out. And the other thing about it is it gives you an opportunity to look at yourself. What are you clicking with? What works for you? What's not working? What opportunities do you have in your own growth? And is that something you really want to, is that an area you really want to grow in? Is that something that is compatible to you? Are you attracted to that, whether or not? So when I look at this list, I'm thinking to myself, out of the 10, prior to my marriage, I probably dated 6 of these type of guys. Mm-hmm. And my perception is that I married Mr. Good Guy, and he's a great guy to whom I am compatible with just because I did include these things on my being open on the dating scene.
That's great. Yep. I think sometimes in my conversation with Dr. Guy, we talk about the dating process and, you know, part of the errors that people make is they don't have enough information to make the proper decisions. And, you know, throughout the people that we've outlined, I think that you can go through and, you know, we've touched on the, you know, the sexual aspect, which is important, the intellectual aspect, which is important, as well as some of the financial aspects. Like, you know, we talk about the status guy. He may be an entertainer, he may be an athlete, you know, but he may be a CEO. It just depends on, you know, what that looks like for you. But there are definitely some characteristics of those gentlemen that may be romanticized until you're in that situation and it looks a little different.
Yeah, one of the things that I want to piggyback on is what Ms. Guy said about you kind of have to put yourself out there and you have to date. One of the things that I find when we talk about dating as it relates to women, how women date and how men date, as a society, we really frown upon women dating multiple people. Mm-hmm. This concept of dating means multiple. It's plural. And so if you're dating multiple people, you're likely going to get these different personality types. But if you can find yourself just saying, I'm going to date this one guy, and we went on 3 dates, and now we're exclusive. Well, is that mutual? Because I don't know if he knows that you guys are exclusive. And so while you're over here being exclusive, he's getting it in. And he's learning that there are different male personality types. So I definitely agree with what Ms. Guy said about you got to be out there and you have to date multiple people. But in the process, you're going to come across these different personality types. And because I'm sitting here listening to our topic tonight, I'm really thinking about how some clients come in, and I've had a client who's complained about every last one of these guys. Like, a client has come to therapy potentially because they were dating one of these particular personality types. But it was a learning experience for them to say, this is what I definitely don't want, Or, you know what, maybe I can work with this person and improve and change, or this is what I need. It might not be what I want, but this personality type is what I actually need. Any thoughts?
Yes, I would like to add to the conversation. I want to say that I think another important component here is to date yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Can you hear?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. So I guess, do I need to start over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just start over. Just because basically before you can decide which guy is for you, you have to understand who you are, know what it is that you want. And then I think once you know who you are, once you are comfortable with who you are, then I think that it will make the dating process better because now you have an idea of who you are. And a lot of the time, and when I meet with couples, one of the things that they say is the other person changed. They are different than who they are when they first met them. If we know who we are and if we know who we want and if we communicate that and we're confident in that, then I think it'll stop some of the misconceptions or understanding of who this person is because you can be who you are, communicate who you are, and you guys can start really working on developing that relationship at an early stage instead of going through the, you know, trying to figure out who the person is and trying to please the other person. If everybody came in knowing who it is that they are and what they want, then I think that would also help develop the relationship and just make it better. Even if it doesn't work out, you will have a better experience with dating. And as far as, like, dating multiple people, I have always been the type of person that I kind of feel like if you're dating more than one person, I know a lot of people probably disagree with me. I think if you're dating more than one person at one time, I think it's kind of like it can be confusing because you can't clearly get to know the other person. Look, they're over here saying no. But I mean, because you can't really get to know or enjoy the other person because you're looking at, okay, what this person bringing? Okay, then what this person is bringing? Well, what this person is bringing? I just feel like you don't have to be committed, but, I mean, you can kind of get to know the person without having so many at one time. That's my opinion.
Everybody want to just stand on Ms. Walls. So before I do respond to her, I do want to remind our listeners that are potentially listening online, if you want to join in our discussion, remember you can call in at 914-205-5902. And if you're already listening, because I see our listeners are there, if you have a question, a comment, and you want to tune in, just press 1 and we will gladly add you to our discussion. So, Steve, what you got? Because I'm Anton over here in my seat to jump in and respond to Mrs. Wall's comment, but I'll let you go first.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, I wanted to speak to one of the comments made earlier about women not dating more than one man at a time and men not necessarily following the same protocol. Where there is some women that have that ability, like we just, you know, heard from the nice young lady, some women don't. And what you'll find is some people can't focus on more than one person at a time. So that is the model that they follow. And, you know, being a serial dater myself, I do have the ability to juggle personalities and get to know people, but not everybody can do that. And what you'll find is that some women want to date one person at a time because they don't have a desire to compete against other women.
So now I'm going to come after you before I come after the wall. I feel like I don't know who to respond to first, okay. Mrs. Walls or UC. So I think I'm going to go to Mrs. Walls because Mrs. Walls said she doesn't think that you should date multiple people.
No.
We're going to talk about a show in the future. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between hanging out,
mm-hmm.
dating, or courting?
because those are different degrees to what you're doing. Dating means I got to figure out if I need to give you my time. Are you deserving of this one-on-one attention here? And so I don't want to put all of my time into you and you not deserving. And I can't figure that out after one date. You don't get all of this wonderfulness. I got to share. And so, mix it up. And so that's my response to dating multiple people, because you could just be hanging out. Dating, you know, dating doesn't mean sleeping with multiple people. Let's be clear. Dating is not sleeping with multiple people, right? I'm just clearing that up for any listeners that may equate dating with sleeping. I'm not saying to get it in. I'm just saying that you should be out there dating people, because that's how you know what you like, what you don't like. But that's how men date, right? And so now I'm coming for you, Steve, because you said that women, that's not how women date, which I struggle with that concept. Because by nature,
it's not
we're multitasking.
Not everybody.
Like
I said it's not everybody. Some people don't have that ability. I'm not saying that is across the whole species of women. I'm saying there's a group of women that struggle with dating more than one man at a time, and they don't like to compete against other women. That's a subsection. That's not everybody, you know, and I just want to put that out there that I'm not labeling broadly across the term.
Oh, okay. Well, I think somebody else, it sounds like they have something to say, so I need to pass it and listen and be patient.
So this is Aisha, the LPC, and Irving. I too disagree with Mrs. Wall. Women absolutely should date multiple people. And again, the conversation is dating, not having sex. I think that's where a lot of the women give themselves or other women a negative adjective. We all know what that is, and I'm just not going to say it on air. They give a harlot.
Yes. We're saying sexually liberated in 2019.
Steve, you can be sexually liberated. Some of us like to be safe.
We do not have you can be safe and sexually liberated.
Yes. So they believe
it's not mutually exclusive.
So they actually are, because there are some things that are transmitted via touch, and there can be cuts and scars inside of a mouth that you do not see, and some people put their mouths in interesting places.
The fetish guy.
So I agree with dating or getting to know. I call it interviewing, actually. So I agree with interviewing multiple people until you make your final purchase, which is called marriage.
Generally, like I tell Dr. Guy on this call, I'm probably the expert on dating women, unless there are some lesbians on the call. So
I give you that
generally
credit.
When
absolutely. You're dated more women than I have ever.
Generally, when you are dating multiple women and it's known, there will be one that tries to set herself aside by accelerating sexual relations. And that's just generally how that always goes. Now, it may not be you, but, you know, that's generally how the situation is going to escalate. And if there are multiple women that have that in their mind, then there'll be multiple situations. So that's just the way nature is. It's just how it generally works out. And I know your mama told you your cookies. I know your mama told you your cookies were special and don't give them to nobody. But you know, that's not the same viewpoint that men have as it relates to these situations.
Okay.
She's a little distant. I can't hear her.
He can't hear you.
No, you're a little distant. If you come a little closer.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what I wanted to say is, I think another thing that we should ask ourselves is, when you are dating, what is the reason for you dating? Like, what is the goal? Because
Some people are just dating to have a companion, to have sex, to have fun. But I'm speaking of the ones that's dating to find that person for them. And when you said that some people don't have some women don't have the ability to date more than one person, it's not that it's not an ability. I was saying it's not my choice to date more than one person. However, I feel that to me, I'm trying to get to know that person. And it's hard for me to get to know that person when I'm trying to get to know this other person at the same time. I just want to give everybody a fair chance. Not saying that they will give me a fair chance, but it's not about them, it's about me. Because I feel like I also have a pick and a decision in this as well. And as far as the sex, you know, again, to each his own, but I feel like once you are dating people and you are having sex with someone, that can also affect your relationship process and trying to find the person for you, because when you have sex with someone, it's like you're giving them a part of you, and then that kind of affects or get, you know, get mixed up in the emotions, and so you can't really make a sound decision, because you may make your decision based on how well the person performed in bed, and that person may not still be the person that meet your other needs, which are probably, you know, which are important as well. So I just feel like if you're
correct.
Really trying to find that person, you know, I think that all that stuff should be considered. And when you are opening yourself up, then you're kind of like making your value go down, because people have already experienced with you or had whatever they need from you, and they can move on to someone else. That's just my thought.
Right. Well, that's why we had those three gentlemen on the list, the Mr. Goodbar, the Freaky Guy, because you need to have those experiences where you're mm-hmm. dating somebody where you have great sex, but they're just not a good person. And you need to learn that mm-hmm. and understand how to make those decisions.
You know, sound like
you're no, I'm saying that there will be points in your life where you run across someone, you have good physical chemistry, but the relationship doesn't work well.
And
so and that
you
was
don't
why
make the mistake
those...
of marrying Mr. Goodbar.
Right,
that's what
right.
we're saying,
you,
right? Like,
right, you don't make that
you
mistake.
Don't
like
marry Mr. Goodbar.
You know, there's
but
something like the Freaky Guy. The Freaky Guy might suck your toes and it drives you crazy, and the guy you might end up marrying hates feet. But you need to understand yep. all of those things, and don't let the guy who's sucking your toes drive you crazy to make you a mad, mm-hmm. bad decision where you'll be seeing one of our friends there who will do couples counseling.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go to the phone lines, you guys, because it looks like we have a caller. So caller, last four is 9404. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Mr. Marcus.
Hi, Mr. Marcus.
I am confused. Well, hello. I am confused. Oh, so I'm listening and I'm hearing Steve. I can hear Steve. I think there's a Aisha.
Yes.
There's Aisha, Dr. Guy, another Dr. Guy, Stacy J. We got a Dr. Vicky. We got a whole roundabout.
What's that?
I said you have a whole bunch of clinicians tonight weighing in.
Okay. So, I am not a clinician. Just a regular person. I'm listening. I'm hearing things. I'm confused about a lot of stuff. And
okay.
I guess mostly, because Steve, I agree with Steve on a lot of points, but Steve, you're touched. I hear the emotional this and that and the third and women basically not being able to separate sex basically from love. And what you're not trying to do, yet you're doing it, versus, you know, the whole how you go about looking at dating thing. Trying not to use, I guess, sex as a means or to stay away from it when it suits you. But yet, you know, these women are out here actually having sex, knowing that they don't want to be with these men. But yet, you know, On the other end, if they meet a brother that, you know, I guess they want to be with, they're not even trying to see if they're compatible sexually. So help me understand where that balance
okay,
is, where you're feeling like you've got soul ties, and you're not trying to sleep with somebody, yet you have sexual needs. And then help me out, clinicians.
So, okay, I was just going to say, so I think what I'm hearing you say is that there seems to be some incongruency with women who are saying, I'm not sleeping with one particular gentleman because they're very interested in pursuing maybe a long-term relationship with him, but there's another gentleman on our list of categories that they're sleeping with. She might be sleeping with him. And so you're saying, how can you say one thing and do another? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Well, what's the hypocrisy that underlines the whole dating scheme, I think, for women in the first place?
But, you know, I think one of the things that we have to think about when we talk about dating, and Mrs. Wall says this, why are people dating? A lot of people might date because there is some emotional needs that they believe are being met. Whether it's a good relationship, bad relationship, or if it's just sex, it's still an attachment to someone, right? And so that sexual piece may be someone's understanding of, this is affection for me, this is love for me, even though it's not. It's just the physical act of having sex. And I think that's what's hard. So we cannot categorize women that way because we have to take in past histories of trauma into consideration and how it shapes our view of how we date and who we date. And so I would agree with you that we definitely see a lot of discrepancies. But overall, we are saying that women should learn to date like, wait for it, hated men.
Well,
and I know Steve was going to say something.
Well, I just was going to speak to the caller about the hypocrisy. I think what you're speaking of is the woman that will have sex with the guy that she has sex for whatever reason, but then withhold sex from a guy that she tells her friends she likes. So I think that's what he was speaking to. I may be incorrect, but I think he was talking about that incongruence. So if she's sexually active, why isn't she sexually active with the person that she says that she likes?
Because she likes him and she wants a particular relationship with him.
Let me add to that, though, real quick. So let me clarify that. So, again, we're talking about the differences between, I guess, in this little vacuum that we're talking, the differences between men and women supposed to be thinking like men, right, when it comes to the dating thing. Yet, women are the first one to be like, I know my value, you know, settling for this and that and the third. I'm not sleeping with this guy because I'm not creating soul ties and blah, 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 blah down the line, right? Yet, the same woman, when they see fit, you know, they have these same morals, right? We'll go out, meet a guy, you know, hour, 2 hours, he's saying right, you know, saying the right thing, smelling good, looking good, I'm going to sex this guy, right? But yet, wake up the next day, oh, I want a husband. I'm looking for a husband.
So we're not different.
I think you can.
We're not saying this doesn't happen.
I think you can definitely
know. It happens.
But
we know what happened. I guess, is there a question to why it happened to someone like this?
Women have needs, too. So you're just missing the point that women have
needs
too.
But that's what I'm saying. It comes down to it's a need. It seems needy. And I don't mean it in a negative way, but people do things based on necessity for what they feel that they need in the moment. So if I'm a horny, I want some sex. When I don't want sex, now I'm looking for this for real relationship, even though I've been single for 10 years. Real relationship off top. You know, I want a husband. But I can't even have a successful relationship like those women.
See, the problem is you're trying to logically categorize women, which is a fool's errand. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, yeah,
like you can't ask why a woman does what she does something when she does it because, you know, she at that moment, that's what she wanted. That's what her decision. It's her right with her body. You can't say why didn't she sleep with the guy that she likes because maybe she's scared that he won't like her sex. Maybe she doesn't care if the guy that she slept with likes her that much or not. So, you know,
or maybe she just does not care about that guy, and she just wants to have sex with that guy and kick him to the curb and move on. Maybe
maybe she's sexually liberated. I don't say hoe in 2019.
That's a good politically correct term, sir.
Maybe you're overanalyzing it.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think that there is an answer to say why women do that. I feel sad sometimes when I agree with Steve, but I agree with Steve. And sometimes it is just the nature of our experiences as women that this is what I am choosing. If you wanted to take a systemic view on this, I would say society really creates this incongruence that we see in women and how women date, because society tells us one thing that we should be doing to be good old wholesome women, and then yet good old wholesome women are not doing what they feel congruent inside. And so I cannot show you who I am authentically, and so I give you this facade, and I speak with Mr. Goodbar, but I really want the good guy. I really want this other guy. And so I think part of that really comes from what society portrays young women to be from early ages, whereas when men go around and grow up and, you know, sleep with their first, you know, person, they get a high five and a pat on the back, and women are shunned. And the devil is a lie. I'm not going to let you do that to women. And so just as liberating as it is for men, it should be just as liberating for women, which is why we're saying women should have the right, the freedom to date multiple men and not feel like they should be shunned for dating two, three, whoever these potential guys are.
Agreed, because you are so right, Dr. Guy.
Let's talk about this real quickly. Now, although you have the right to do it, you need to be careful who it is, because it may not be the right thing to do, because he might beat your ass.
Excuse
you know,
me?
We do have those men who are aggressive, and they don't tolerate, and they're very jealous. Mm-hmm. So you need to be cognizant of who you're dealing with, because not everybody is as liberal and open-minded, and just because you think it's your right. I got the right to walk down a dark alley with five gang members and four crackheads, but it may not be the right decision for me to make. So, you know, you need to definitely vet who you're dating to make sure that they will not take on an aggressive persona toward these activities.
Well, that's kind of where you come in, like Steve, and make sure you're on the same page and know who you're dating.
We have the list, because sometimes the aggressive guy is Mr. Goodbar or the freaky guy, and you get blinded, and then you don't understand that until he's trying to kick your door in because he heard you was out at lunch at Applebee's with Frank.
I did want to go back to what you guys were saying when you're saying you have to be careful and all of that, who you're dating, all that. I always want to go back to self, because we only have control over ourselves. And so if we're going to have any expectation, the expectations that should come from within instead of expecting it to come from the other person. If you're going to put yourself out there, I think, like if you're going to date and you're having sex with multiple people, I think that what you need to realize is whatever happens, it's not the other person's fault. It's not the other person's responsibility. Even if you feel like the person was a jerk, even if you feel like the person was misleading you, I think we have to be accountable for our own actions and our own decision. If we are deciding to go out there and date and to give ourselves away just so we can test the water and see how good this is, you have to also understand the consequences behind that. So when you get in these relationships and you're wrapping your legs and your emotions around these people, you have to understand what can come back. And so we can't go out and blame all these other guys and girls and say it was their fault. It's not. It's up to us. We know what's out there. We know how it works. That's why I say it's better to, you know what you're wanting when you go out there. And if you decide that you want it, you have to accept the consequences that can come with it. And then for those who are out there looking to find love, looking to find the right person, I think all the other stuff that goes on in the dating world with the, you know, dating for sex and getting to know this person, getting to know that person, it kind of pollutes the dating world, and it makes people have trust issues, because just like the caller came on and said, well, I see this person dating and having sex with this person and not having sex with this person, it kind of give everybody kind of like an idea, or they judge what everybody else is like based on those experiences. So we get those people that come in that don't have a clue of what they want or just want everything, and it just kind of take away that process that could be a wonderful process, dating, getting to know people, and it makes people not be genuine and authentic and upfront from the beginning, because people are dating, but they have a protective thing out there
I am not going to give you all of me because I don't know how you're going to treat me. I'm not going to let you know who the real me is because I don't want to get hurt. So I'm just going to go alone. And then if I find out that this is real, then I'm going to give you my true self. And then that's when people feel like, well, you misled me because this is not who I met at first. So I just think we need to realize what the dating world and what dating is all about, again, to figure out what our goals are when we're dating, who we are, and when we go out there, not being afraid to communicate, this is who I am, this is what I want. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We're not going to get caught up in that dating arena and do those things to kind of stay competitive. We're just going to stick to the strip of who we are and what we're looking for, and hopefully along the way you'll find the right person.
Thank you,
Mrs. Wiles. Amen.
One easy thing to help you out. If you're dating someone and you're concerned about where they live, just see if the pizza man delivers. If he doesn't deliver over there, you need to be careful and don't. You know, you need to meet them in a neutral location, but don't go to their house.
I don't even know what that means, Steve, but I do want to remind our listeners that if you have a comment, question, or you want to join our discussion, you can call in at 914-205-5902 and press 1. We definitely want to hear your thoughts on this particular comment. As you can hear, we have a variety of opinions as it relates to this. Now, I do just want to go back to last week. We discussed dating plans, and I already know Stacey J is opposed to the dating plan. But I stand by the 8 dating points that I provided last week. The first point of the dating plan is self-awareness and know thyself. And in saying that, when I go back to tonight's topic about these are the different guys that you should date, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you should date all 10 of these guys in the same week. I'm just saying don't date one and then make him yours and marry him and get divorced because he wasn't the one. So it might mean that you're dating these different personality types over the course of years. I'm just saying that exploration piece is important. You need to know who you fit with, who you don't. This is what I think I want. As we say all the time, every woman thinks she wants the 666. She wants a guy that makes six figures. You want him to be 6 feet tall, and you want him to have a six pack.
And she wants one more
six,
too.
When you get that 666, you don't want that 666, nobody. So let's just be clear. People need to find out, is this really what I really want? And so that's kind of what, you know, my piece is. Hi, this
well,
is Dr. Hamilton.
God,
I just wanted to... Go ahead. You can go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to just kind of piggyback off of what Ms. Walls was saying about just dating in general. I do want to reiterate that dating and sex is two different things. And so when you're dating, you are dating with a purpose. And when you're having sex, sometimes it's not it's unintentional. It doesn't mean that you want to be in a relationship with that person, but maybe what they offer in the bed is good. And can we all agree? I mean, that pretty much I wanted to talk about that. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that sometimes in a woman's life, and I'm sure in a man's life, sometimes we're all looking for a little bit of something in each one of these people, you know. And so maybe depending on where we are as a person, you know, maybe we do want somebody who's going to be real good in the bed. Then maybe we want that intellectual person, that one who's going to stimulate my mind. And then we might want somebody who's going to be that Mr. Church guy. I mean, at one point of time, we all desire something like that, just depending on the season and the stages of our life. So I believe that dating is good because then you can actually see the potential in a person when you are dating to see where they will be able to grow to. But if a person is stuck in most of his ways, the only thing that you're going to get is a stuck man who have good sex. If he's stuck and he intellectual but he don't have good sex, that's all you're going to get. You know, so you got to kind of see, well, how is this person growing? Because if he's open, then he'll continue to grow and he'll continue to stimulate you. Thank you, Ms. Hamilton. We are going to go. I do want to thank Marcus for his comment and continue to listen in. And if you have any other comments, please, you know, let us know by raising your hand, by pressing a 1. We're going to go to the phone lines, you guys, because we got another caller. So 5206, you're on the air. Hi, can you hear us? 5206?
Maybe you thought about your comment, or you need to think about your comment. If you do want to say something, just let us know. We'll chime in and put you on the air. All right. So Steve and Stacey J, last week we talked about the dating plan, right? Obviously, we do know how Stacey J feels about the dating plan. We're trying to tie all this in, right? That we think it's important to have a plan, because if you don't plan, you plan to fail. But in part of that plan, I know, Stacey J, you don't think you can plan a relationship. We get it. What we're just saying is you got to have some idea, right? And even in dating these different personality types of guys, you got to have an idea. And I like what Ms. Hamilton said. If a guy is stuck, move on to the next guy. You might have thought you wanted the church guy. Well, the church guy might be missing some components, right? And if that's the case, then move on to the next one. Don't get stuck in that one relationship with a person who isn't a good fit for you.
I totally agree with the caller. I totally agree with you, Dr. Grye. But except that plan, you know how I feel about that plan. But we keep coming back to step one, and step one seems to be the whole premise of the whole let's make a plan to, you know, live our life. Know thyself. Even within our conversation today, dating the different levels or different types of guys is getting to know yourself and what you want and what you like, what you do not like. It's a part of building you for a better you and knowing what you like. I know Steve says it's selfish, but life is about self-development and self-growth.
I did?
Yeah.
You did.
You did. You did.
Oh, okay.
And, you know,
I say a lot of stuff.
In dating Mr. Goodbar and dating Mr. Freak, you find out the things that you like. If you like your toes stuck, you might not like your toes stuck. If you like Mr. Goodbar, if you like being a good girl, if you like being a bad boy, if you... These are the things that you find out when you date these people. It shapes who you are and your dating personality.
Well, Stacey J, because I have not always been as nice of a person as I am now, at certain points in my life, I may have targeted women who had not had these experiences. So they had not met a Mr. Goodbar, a freaky guy, a smart guy, older guy. And, you know, I preyed upon them because they weren't intelligent enough or they didn't have an uncle or a father or anybody to tell them about me or these experiences. So I think, you know, part of what I'm doing now is giving back to the collective good. So, you know, I can atone for some of my sins. And
would
you
label yourself
as
Mr. Broken back then?
I've been broken. No, not at all. Definitely, I've been broken. You know,
well, that's what I'm saying. Then you would have been Mr. Broken because broke people hurt people hurt people.
What? No,
yes.
It wasn't a hurt people.
And
it wasn't a hurt people thing. It was that was what I was doing. It wasn't doing it because I was hurt. It was doing it because that's what I was doing because of
the
people I was associating with.
Yeah,
that?
The action is called the reaction of many people.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure
it
was a lot of casting.
It was a lot of casting.
What?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, in terms of, you know, when you run across these people, you know, like, say, for instance, in college, you know, when, you know, you may have been a senior and she was a freshman or whatever, like, you have a breadth of knowledge or you're just older, you know, and you don't have these experiences. So when we talk about coming up with a plan, you know, it's to give you, and, you know, that's why I said we specifically targeted, you know, some physical components, you know, some mental components, you know, and some spiritual components on the list, so that helps you become well-rounded. Like we talked about the toes being sucked, or, you know, you think you want a big penis until you actually see a big penis. You know, a lot of those things happen. So until you have those experiences, you may think your husband got the biggest penis in the world until you, you know, y'all get divorced. And he's like, oh, my God, like I ran into, you know, whoever. So, you know, it's about having those experiences so you'll know what you want. And, you know, like, say, for instance, with Amazon for the first 10 years or so didn't make any profit. It didn't follow the traditional model on Wall Street, but Jeff Bezos had a 20 and a 50-year-old plan for Amazon, and now it's one of the trillion-dollar companies. So, you know, when you don't plan, you do set yourself up for failure. Now, I know some people want to live their life laissez-faire and how it comes, and that's fine, and that works for some people. But at the same time, there are some other ways that you can do things. So where that might not be how you want to live your life, and that's fine. I'm just saying give people the options to make other decisions.
And I totally agree with you on that statement. Again, this is two for two tonight, Steve. I'm agreeing with you. This is a winner. So one of our listeners said she's giving us kudos because she actually went to a dating coach. And her dating coach encouraged her to date multiple people and said it's not exclusive until the two people have a discussion and agree that it's exclusive.
Yes.
And that was from a professional dating coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that there is some support in what we're saying that you should be dating multiple people, not necessarily having sex with multiple people, but dating multiple people. So, and that was, again, by a professional coach. So thank you, listener, for that.
Well, as a professional counselor, I still want to chime in.
I'm sorry, I don't know if you guys can hear me, but as a professional counselor, I still want to chime in on that dating multiple people. I'm not discouraging dating, you know, and I'm not also fusing dating with having sex. I understand the difference in the two, but I'm just saying that, you know, if you are dating, I just want to ask a question, like, are you letting the other person know? Like, are you guys up front and is everybody on the same page and you're letting them know that you guys are just trying to get to know them? And when you date, I mean, what if you were to, you know, like date, like you're dating this person 1 week and, cause, I mean, my thing is how long is it going to help you to decide on if you want to get to know the person? Because are you dating to see if this person is a good fit for you, or are you dating to see if, you know, like, could I be in a relationship? What's the same thing? Could I be in a relationship with the person? Like, what are you trying to get to know, and how long does it take? Because building a relationship, you know, like you have to be in a relationship first to kind of like start building it. So I just kind of want to know what everybody is, you know, what their thinking process and what they're trying to do. But, I mean, maybe dating someone for a week and say, nah, this person is not compatible, and then the next week dating someone else, nah, maybe this person is compatible. I mean, what do you guys think?
I think that's a great segue into what we were talking about as to why do you date and what is the purpose of dating? What are you dating for? What is it leading to? Is it leading to marriage? Is it leading to a relationship? It's a great question that needs an answer to. And who defines it? Dr. Bass?
Okay, so this is Aisha from Ruby. And as a licensed professional counselor, all right, so let's help separate some of this language. The first stage, I call it, is interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting to know someone. You're going out, hanging out. You're interviewing. In my opinion, after you're interviewing, then you start dating, if we're going to put some different terminology on it. The dating part is where it's exclusivity. Now, that's where you get to choose or not choose to end in marriage, or maybe you're still just exclusively dating each other and you chose to stay that way. But I don't think you start off dating. I think you start off interviewing. You're hanging out. You're getting to know each other. There is nothing. There's no commitment there. There's no expectations there. You're just simply interviewing. And let me add this segue, this little caveat in there. There was something that Dr. Guy said that I actually disagree with. She said that we women should date the way men do. I disagree with that. I think women should date the way they want to. I don't think we should have to date the way men do. Because as we were putting all these labels and we were merging sex and dating in the same word and the same topic, if men choose to go out there and have sex with various women, mind you, then that means those women are either A, allowing themselves to be used, or B, they're choosing to participate in that thing. But if women don't want to have sex and they just want to interview or they just want to do whatever it is, it's because they want to, not because they're trying to be like men or do it the way a man is doing it. Now, I will agree with that statement that I like that you said women should date the way they want. Now, when I say women should date like men, my reason for saying that is women should date with the freedom of doing what they want to do and not bound by what society dictates you should do because you're a woman. So that's why I agree with that statement. And
so
back to
we're back.
What you say,
no,
Steve?
I was gonna say, so we're back to, you know, why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free, huh?
You know what? That's another show topic. So
why buy the apple juice when you can get the juice for free? I'm just saying.
I don't know about that comment, but what I was gonna say is we said this before, and we're gonna talk about this on another show. How do we define dating? Because we are all saying dating is this, dating is that. And Ms. Holman just gave interviewing and then dating. And so in the past, I said hanging out, dating, and courting. Like, how are we defining this? Because if it's interviewing, interviewing is obviously I can be interviewing multiple people at the same time. Like, if you're interviewing somebody for a job, you interview multiple people. For me, that's the category of hanging out. I'm hanging out with multiple people. Sex doesn't necessarily mean that that's involved. The dating may mean there's some exclusivity. But the exclusivity is communicated between two people, right? It's not, well, I'm exclusive, you mine, and the other person's like, I'm theirs, like, I'm interviewing. So I'm just saying that women should be open to being able to date how they choose and not feel confined to, I have to date with this, say with this one person, even though he's not a good fit. And that's what we see a lot of individuals in relationships, because they think I have to stay here, even though it's not a good fit for them. And it's not a healthy relationship.
Well, I think the dating, I guess, verbiage we're using, the hanging out, the dating or courting, from my experience, it's still basically age related. Like, they're the same terms, but they are used more in different age ranges. The younger people might say hanging out. The older people might say courting, because that's something with a purpose, because at their particular age, they're looking for more purpose-oriented experiences. Dating may be something that's a little bit more serious but a little bit more loose within a 20 to 30-year-old age range, generally speaking. But courting is something, you know, that's said generally by your, you know, your baby boomers, Generation X, you know, whenever they're trying to move themselves from a dating situation to a serious relationship and potentially marriage. So I think the verbiage is just based on your age ranges.
I can see that, but again, we're going to explore those definitions on our show, because maybe it is based on generations and how they define what it is. What we do know is that there is a prototype to healthy dating. I think as clinicians, we all agree that there is unhealthy dating and there is healthy dating. And now, can we all agree what that is and be on the same page? Probably not. But I think we want our listeners to know that when it comes to dating, it's not just, well, just let me, you know, let this occur by happenstance. There needs to be some thought process in that. At least if you're dating with a purpose and you have an intent of what you want to get out of it, just like anything else. So this has been a great hour show, you guys. I feel like we did not touch half of what we probably wanted to touch on. And so, Steve and Stacey J, any final thoughts before we throw it to our guest tonight?
Stacey J, you had any words?
Oh, sure. Yes, I do. I believe wholeheartedly in the power of love, and love you all.
Well, I believe that we've kind of outlined some of the experiences that would go forward to develop a good profile of the person that you would want. Like we said, mentally, spiritually, as well as sexually, all of those are components of a healthy relationship. So go try and have those experiences so you know exactly what you want, and don't let your emotions get the best of you as it relates to making your decisions, and be informed and enjoy yourself.
All right, thanks, Steve. Any wrap-ups here?
Well, be free, and this is Aisha from Irving. Just be free in what you want to do, but also be safe. Just know that dating or interviewing does not have to include sex.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't have to, Steve. Have fun while dating. And as always, you guys, it has been a great show. Don't forget to Facebook it, tweet it, pass it on, tell a friend. Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk Future Topics. Please join us, and everybody have a safe and blessed night. Thanks, you guys, all, for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Goodbye and good luck.
In episodes.